final keynote today is John Mertik. He's the Director of Program Management for ODPI and Open Mainframe Project at the Linux Foundation. John comes from a background in PHP and open source. He's been a developer, evangelist, partnership leader at SugarCRM, board member at OW2, and president of OpenSocial. He's an avid writer. He's published numerous articles. He's written two books, including The Definitive Guide to SugarCRM, Better Business Applications, and Building on SugarCRM. In today's talk, John will be exploring how solution providers, app vendors, and end users are deploying Apache Hadoop. He's sharing his insights from ODPI members Capgemini, Linaro, and GE. John's going to break down what he's learned to demystify the most common Apache Hadoop complexities and barriers to further enterprise adoption. So please join me in welcoming John.
Thank you, everyone. Like Rich said, I have a unique privilege of being able to talk to so many downstream consumers of this technology in my year of helping lead ODPI. And I sort of come from that world anyway, so it was a very natural area. So today, I just want to touch on some of those stories. You know, how are people actually using this technology? How are they taking it to production? What are the challenges they're facing? And maybe the larger question is, what can we do as a community to help solve some of these problems? And I like to sort of level set with this slide. I mean, everybody in the room, and this is no surprises to them, you know, Hadoop 10 years old, you know, it's evolved from a point technology of how do I process unstructured data, but now organizations are looking at it as, how does this solve all of my data problems? Right? All of these different components have come into here, data in motion, machine learning, AI, governance, all these pieces start to come in here. And quickly the thought comes, hey, you know, I can throw Hadoop at anything and it'll solve it, which is great. I mean, it's great in the sense that it helps show how powerful of technology this is. But at the same time, you know, it's led to a lot of growth that has met its way with challenges. There's a lot of organizations around the world that use Hadoop but aren't taking it to that enterprise-wide technology deployment yet. They're not taking it into production. It's staying in a skunk works or a departmental level or a one-off area. Why is that? I mean, why is it that such an amazing technology is effectively stuck in a lot of large organizations? And the theories that I have and the theories that I've, and we'll talk about some of these use cases of why it's low. A lot of it comes to product maturity, and not to say that the projects being developed are not mature, but think of the larger pieces. How do they interoperate? How are the needs that an organization, as they take this to an enterprise level with security and governance being handled? What is the life cycle of these various components? What's the backwards compatibility? All these sorts of things that, you know, when you're a small organization looking at it, it's not quite such of a big deal. I mean, it's important, but the technology itself is more interesting. When you're a large organization, you're deploying 100 clusters, 1,000 clusters, you're deploying this out to tens of thousands of users, it becomes a big deal. It becomes a real, real bear. So, and then this here just continues this loop here of, okay, how do I address this? And you quickly realize it's bigger than just a single vendor, single project issue. It's a broad thing that consumes all of these projects together. And of the answer of saying, well, if end users just go participate in the ASF projects, that isn't necessarily the answer either. Those projects, you know, it's just, that's not where they're naturally gonna fit. That's not where an end user of this technology is going to fit. So I wanna spend some time looking at these use cases. And I wanna caveat this with, I went to a number of our members and just people in this industry in general, and I asked, what ticks you off about Hadoop? And I tried to also take a step back of, okay, don't mudsling a ton at me here. But think about it in the context of what can we do better? I like to think of things in this world of not necessarily what's wrong, but what can we do better? What problems can we better solve? I mean, let's take an honest look at what's here, but what can we do better? That to me is a much more productive conversation to have. So let's dig into this. And the first is a company in Linaro many of you have heard of. They're more of a company, more of a nonprofit organization. And they're out here to drive ARM, right? Their big thing is let's make, you know, running applications and software on ARM amazing. And they do this across open source and other projects as well. They're less deep in all of the technology areas. They're more broad of just, hey, you know, it's an x86 world. Everywhere we look at, everybody's assuming that x86 is the architecture. How can we bring a slightly different perspective to this? And we all know there's a lot of value of ARM, right? If you're doing anything low power deployment, IoT, things like that, ARM is really the name of the game here. You know, but they run into the first natural problem of, okay, the world's x86 hard-coded, we get that. But how do I fix it in Hadoop that's a project that is more of a broad ecosystem of 30, 40, 50, 60 projects out there? Like, that's just from a bandwidth perspective, it's difficult to fathom. But then, you know, just tactically, how do you direct your investments into the right area? So they look at it as like, hey, if we can have a standardization, that gives us a focal point of how to look at this ecosystem. That gives us a focal point of where we should focus our efforts. And then now we can work from there. Because then we know this is where the greatest percentage of people are spending their time. This is where the percentage of people taking this into production are doing things, right? The quote in here, slow is smooth, smooth is fast. You know, for them, they're looking for that smooth path. What is those pieces they really need to focus on? What are the pieces that are gonna be the most out there because they're the smoothest? And that will enable us to do better here. Let's look at a company like GE. GE is reinventing themselves as a digital organization. They're pioneering using their Predix platform, which is based on Cloud Foundry. And the whole concept here is I'm making IT as a service available to my organization. So they look at a technology like Hadoop, and they look at it in the same lens here as, okay, I want to make data analytics as a service available to my organization. And when I say organization, I'm talking 100, 200 clusters here, more probably. They start to run into the problems of, okay, well, all of these clusters we know are going to be different, but the analytics workloads I'm deploying, they should just kind of run across that, right? I shouldn't have to consider all of the idiosyncrasies of each one of these in terms of, you know, what the back-end storage is, in terms of, you know, what the governance security models that are being used. I should be able to cleanly apply those on there. And what they end up having to do, and just even how to deploy it out, just even the management techniques of how to deploy out across all of these clusters, they end up getting stuck in an area where they have to do a lot of one-offs. They have to do a lot of, you know, compromises. And I love the quote from them because it tells the story really well. Lack of standardization results in a ripple effect. Right? When I read that, I'm an engineer by trade, that's called technical debt, right? And we all know the technical debt is. We all know what the cause is, you know? You're gonna have to pay that back at some point. And either it's maybe not a big deal at first, but compound that. Put technical debt one, you know, of okay, I have to compromise of maybe if the cluster looks like this, I deploy this way. If it looks like this, I deploy another way. Technical debt two, oh geez, I have different underlying storage architectures. Now I'm having to bifurcate that. And there's no standard, so I'm having to kind of play the field here a little bit. As you can see, you combined all these together, and all of a sudden this Hadoop management gets costly, right? This kind of becomes a bit of a mess. And if you're managing, like I said, 100, 200 of these, it gets pretty ugly quickly. Capgemini does this at scale. Like the GE is kind of like the easy case for them that they run into. You know, they're running into, hey, how do I deploy analytics across 1,000 manufacturing sites for an organization and at each time respect the governance, the security models, where that location may not know the exact user permissions, but how can I just deploy that right onto there and do my analytics and have everything perfectly respected every single time? Right? How can I, you know, let's say I'm an airplane manufacturer and I sell one of these big Airbus 350s to an airline, and I'm trying to, and I want to get performance data that's coming back in terabytes to me, but I don't know that plane anymore, somebody else does. They're the kind of the controls there. I just need to have insights into there. How do I kind of cross into there? How can I get into that data while respecting the governance, the security models, the methodologies, all of that. How can I do that and not have to be touching hardware? Like, these are hard questions that they're trying to solve. Now, what's interesting from their perspective is, yes, a vendor could go in there and solve that in a point solution problem, but for them, they see the value of taking the conversation up a level, right? They say here, this stuff is irrelevant. It's not that it's important, but it's the dial tone. And they talk about that as all the intercluster sort of base level assumptions there. It's important, but driving differentiation there, it's not really valuable. The valuable comes at this next level up of how we're taking these point solutions out to market. But if you have this base level of standardization here, if you have these base levels expectations, it makes the opportunity to solve these large problems a lot easier and to solve them in differentiated ways a lot easier, as opposed to spending a lot of time in the weeds. Really interesting insight. And let's sort of take this down a level here, right? Small business. This is my father-in-law's business. It's a pool business in Ohio, which I don't know if any of you know about the climate of Ohio, but think of opening a pool business in Stockholm as a corollary. Okay, that didn't go over well. but again, you know, think about for them. You know, I talk to them about what I do, you know, and it's, I'm sure a lot of you folks do. You talk to your parents, like, what do you do for a living and things like that, and I try to explain to them, I'm in big data, and all of that, and he comes back to me and he's like, John, you know, in the summertime we have to be open longer because that's when pools are open in Ohio. And I work 60-hour weeks, and boy, I would love to be able to turn it down because I know there's hours within there that probably aren't the most profitable for my business. How can I tailor that, right? And again, small business is built on, all business is built on relationships, but small business specifically is built on relationships. That is the differentiator they have, is how they interact with the customer. How could they service them better? How do they have the data to know these are my profitable times, these are the times maybe I should be open, these are the services I should offer? Again, I say these all on the surface and everybody can kind of clamor around. This is a big data problem. This is a big data problem through and through. And they have the data there. But the solutions to help answer those questions are completely out of reach of them. Cost way too much. They don't have the expertise. I mean, just not even software license, because all the software is free. Just the software, just getting a developer to go through this, getting a data scientist to chew through this. There's a huge market opportunity here that they can't tap into because Hadoop is effectively inaccessible to a small business. So, theme of standardization, helping be able to use more hardware choices, standardization being able to be more efficient on deployment, standardization being able to set the tone for innovation, standardization being able to access new markets, right? And as I talk with folks around standardization, these themes keep coming up here. And so I asked a few organizations, okay, how do you think this standardization could actually solve your problems? GE, we talked about them, right tool for the task, right? Not thinking so much of having to be too choosy about because of interoperability concerns, but actually being able to pick the right tool to do the job they want to do and not have to worry about the interoperability challenges. Splunk, a name everybody knows here, they have tools that work on Hadoop, and they basically spend so much time in sustaining engineering that they can't actually be innovative with their offering. If they could draw that cost down some, they could do more innovative things. And you have a company like IBM, they're playing the entire scope of the ecosystem here, soup to nuts. They understand that the world here is a very heterogeneous one. How can they make their solution more appealing in different scenarios when the interoperability concerns are holding them back, right? Huge for them, getting their tools out to a broader set of market. So as you can see here, this theme of standardization, this theme of the challenges that are out there, that they see this as a way to solve. And this is a subset of companies, by the way. I mean, they only give me 15 minutes to keynote here, so I have to trim it off at some point. But this is just a subset of what's out there. You know, there's a large community of folks that are running into this problem every single day, and even more. And I truly believe, and ODPI does too, but me personally, I believe, you know, these are problems that are bigger than a single vendor. This isn't a single project problem to solve. This isn't a single vendor problem to solve. This is a broad community of looking at this from a high level, from solutions engineers to practitioners to developers to end customers, saying, hey, look, how can we make this better? So I'm actually going to be up in the ODPI lounge after this. I'd love to hear from folks that are, you know, that feel like they sort of fit into this boot, this community here. Talk about some of the things that are challenging that you're running into. And how can we work as a community to make this a lot better? Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, John.